Started the Tiraway in Northwest London, Tuesday, 6th of Tammuz, 5th of July. Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Shlita. Chukas HaTorah and the Power of Masura. This week's Torah has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmos, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Moshe. Perel Basha Bas Rabbi Yosef, Chana Bluma Bas Rabbi Yosef, Elimelech Ben Fischel, Tzvi Ben Fischel, Hashem Yinkum Demehem. Shenergum Al Kiddush Hashem, Tesvov 7, Hof Shin Dalet.
This week's Parshas, Parshas Chukas. And Parshas Chukas presents a mavar, a transition, which is very significant. We know that Sefer Bamidbar, as a whole, is a sefer which represents two dairis. The Medrash says in the beginning of the Torah, Vayavdil Elokim Bein Ha'oru Vein Ha'choshech. There are five times it says on the first day of Bereshis, it says the word Oir representing the five Chumshei Torah. The fourth time, it says, Vayavdel Elokim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech. Hashem distinguished, separated between the Ur and the Choshech. And that refers to Sefer Bamidbar, which has both Dairis, both the generation of the Ur, the generation that stood at Har Sinai, and the generation of the Choshech, the generation that entered Eretz Yisrael, which was different, the generation which stood at Har Sinai, the Dordea, the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the generation that had the great zchus to enter Eretz Yisrael, but it was under the Pnei Levana. It was under the much, much different leadership of the days of Yahushua. Sefer Bamidbar comprises both, and in a certain sense, part of the transition we know was back in Parshas Ba'aloischa, Vayhi B'Nisoya Ha'orein, where it separated between the description of the loftiest levels of Klal Yisrael and the beginnings of the Nisyonos, the challenges which we posed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought us down. But the actual Ma'avar, the actual transition between the generations happens between the first 40 years and the last 40 years happens almost invisibly in Parshas Chukas after we have the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, which starts off our Parsha. And this, what we have come to call Perek Chof, this is already Shekvar Mesu Mesei Midbar Ve'elu Per Shulachayim. This is the transition which happens right after the mitzvah of Por Aduma, is the transition to the passing of Miriam, which will lead, of course, to the story of the Meimariva, which is the direct cause of the passing of Aaron Umaisha. This transition from the Dor Rishon to the Dor Sheni, from the Dor Dea to the Dor Boya Oretz, is what happens right here after the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. So, for us, we could start perhaps with a Ha'ora. And that's the Ha'ora that somehow this mitzvah represents a very important piece in understanding or in developing the idea of a Messiah in Klal Yisrael. Because this is when the need for a Messiah really began. Moshe Rabbeinu, when we speak about Messiah, what's the classic expression of a Messiah? Is Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. The beginning of Pirkei Avos. Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai UMesara LiYahushua. The transition from the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, where there was what we would call a real-time access to the Dvar Hashem, to later generations, all the way down to our own. Where we don't have that real-time access, simply, Kol Godov Lo Yosef notwithstanding, we rely on the fact that there was a Messiah Midar Ledar. And that need for a Messiah, Midar Ledar, begins here as Moshe Rabbeinu, together with the other two shepherds of Klal Yisrael, Aaron Umiram, as they pass from the world, and there's a new generation that requires the Messiah. And if we will consider, perhaps, again, this is what I would like to perhaps suggest to you to, to consider is that this mitzvah of Zayis Chukas HaTorah is there as the perfect ma'avar, as the perfect mitzvah of transition, as the perfect mitzvah of that which serves foundationally for the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. And I hope that this idea, that this thought, which I'm sharing with you, is not stam a clever idea. I hope it's clever, but not just a clever idea, but that it has some reality to it in the way we ourselves have our own yachas to the pieces, to the sections of the Messiah. There's a beautiful chazal which compares Zayis Chukas HaTorah and Zayis Chukas HaPesach. Zayis Chukas HaTorah and Zayis Chukas HaPesach. It's a tremendously interesting chazal, because on the one hand, Chukas HaTorah is when we say Zayis Chukas HaTorah about Por Aduma, what do we think of? Amarti Echkema V'Rechayka Mimeni. This is the consummate chayk, something which is impossible to understand, to explain for us, B'nai T'musa, for regular people. Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, said he was unable to properly comprehend it. How about Chukas HaPesach? Chukas HaPesach is the very opposite. Chukas HaPesach is right? On the night of Pesach, we encourage people to ask questions. And ultimately, we're supposed to answer. We're supposed to give responses to the questions. In a sense, I'm sorry. It says it back in Parshas Bay. Zayis Chukas HaPesach kol ben echer lo yechal bay. Towards the end of Parshas Bay. So the contrast between that which is not possible for human beings to grasp, and on the other hand, that there where we say we invite explanation. You're going to explain the whole thing. The relationship, in a certain sense, between those two. And if you'll think about it, you understand as well. That there, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Pesach, is actually the foundational mitzvah of Messiah. V'igadta Levincha is the mitzvah of Messiah. The Messiah, which is built, first of all, on the experiences of Klal Yisrael, and then layered upon it, the Torah of Klal Yisrael. We have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we have to have, and we give over from generation to generation, V'igadta Levincha, and then V'idatam Levanecha, Levnei Vanecha, which is, even though it also, Lefi Pshuta, was speaking about giving over an event, Mamad Har Sinai, Pentishka Ches Hadvorim, but V'idatam Levanecha, Levnei Vanecha is understood consistently by Chazal as the mitzvah of giving over of the Torah. So again, we have Nizdamnu Lepundak Echode, sort of coming together the notion of Messiah with the notion of Zayis Chukas HaTorah. So what could it be? What would be the meaning that would be involved in this? Everyone is familiar with a very famous story which is told in the Gemara, in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara tells the story. When the Gemara is learning, teaching the halachas of kibud av v'aim, so the Gemara says, ad heichan kibud av v'aim. That's the Gemara in Yevamos, in Kiddushin, excuse me, sorry, mine is on Yevamos. It's hard to shake from my union, mine's on Yevamos. But Kiddushin af lamed aleph, amed aleph, the Gemara says, how do we learn, ad heichan kibud av v'aim, tzuru ma'asa evit kechav me'echad ba'ashkelon v'doma ben'asin ha'shamay. What's the extent of Kibud Av Ha'Eim? Go and see what a certain Eved Kechavim did in Ashkelon. His name was Dama Ben Asina. And the Gemara tells the story actually in two editions. In the second edition, which has greater detail, the Gemara says that Bikshu Mimenu Chachamim Avonim Le'Efei, the Chachamim sought stones for the Efei, the Shishim Ribay Schar, for 600,000 coins, whatever it was. Some say b'shmeinim ribay, v'yemafteach munach tachas merashoysav shel aviv. The key to the vault was beneath the head of his father, leitziarei, and he didn't want to anguish him. He didn't want to in any way disturb him, so he didn't wake him up. L'shana acheres nothing like Kadosh Baruch Hu shenad lepar aduma bedre. Evidently, it was 47th Street. They didn't find Avonim by Dama ben Asina. It was close, so they went to the next shop, and they bought it from somebody else. So he lost the business. But L'shana, the next year, he had this par aduma, and he made the money. He made the money back. That's the classic story that the Gemara tells us of Dama ben Asina. So I have a question for you. How often does it happen? Did it happen that they needed avonim la'efid? Why did they need stones for the efid? It wasn't something that got constructed and reconstructed. What happened? So it fell out. They lost a gem, right? People sometimes, lo'aleinu, rachmano litzlan, a diamond could fall out of a ring, a stone could fall out of the efid. What happened? That bishu chachamim avanim la'efid. The Meshech Chachma mentions, notes in a couple of places, what's found in the Yerushalmi and Peah. The Yerushalmi and Peah says that when it tells the story, it says, Avda Yashpe mi Binyamin. There was one particular stone which fell out. And the stone which fell out was the Yashpe stone, which is associated with Shevet Binyamin. What's the idea that of the Yashpe Binyamin? So the Meshech Chachma notes, and already you could start first thing with this, which is that Chazal credit Binyamin with one thing that none of the other Shiftei Koh had that distinction, and that is Binyamin had a perfect record of Kibud Av. The Aseres HaShvatim, who sold Yosef HaTzadik, certainly did not have a perfect record of Kibud Av. They sold Nafshei Kshura B'Nafshei, the first Nafshei Kshura B'Nafshei, Yosef HaTzadik, Yisrael Ahavis Yosef Mikol Bonov, and as a result of that, they sold him. They caused a tremendous anguish to their father Yaakov Avinu. Even Yosef HaTzadik was, of course, nitfas on Kibud Av. Yosef HaTzadik had all those years that he wasn't mechabed oviv, right? Chazal, say it together with Yaakov Avin. There was, Binyamin was the one who was not engaged on either side of the equation in any kind of a failure of Kibud Av. Says the Meshech Chachma something incredible. Incredibly significant. He says that this story, of course, that the Gemara is telling is a story which happens during Bayis Sheni. What was blossoming during the period of Bayis Sheni? Minus. It was the period of the Minim, it was the period of the Tzedukim. And what was their deficiency? They denied the Messiah. They denied the Messiah. Says the Meshech Chachma, the foundation of Mesaira is Kibud Av V'Eim. Without Kibud Av V'Eim, how do you have Mesaira? Without respect for earlier generations, the entire basis of Mesaira is gone. Meshech Chachma says, just as a little thing to note, beautiful thing to note, he says that, in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Vayeschanan, it says, both regarding Shabbos and regarding Kibud Av V'Eim, it says, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. So, Meshech Chachma, it says, Tyrus, and why it says that, why it makes that note, and the thrust of the Tyrus, which he says, is that even now in the Dor HaMidbar, you should do it anyway, even though it's not needed like at other times. The Dor HaMidbar arguably didn't need Shabbos like we need Shabbos. Because they were Echle Hamon. Right? We need Shabbos. If not for Shabbos, when do you escape the constant Tirdas HaParnasa, all of the work and the burdens of being able to just get through life? So Shabbos is an island, and it allows you to be able to focus on other things. The Dor HaMidbar was a different existence. Nevertheless, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. And Kibud Av V'Eim. So yes, two pshat and one pshat is also they didn't need to be taken care of by their parents the same way that people do under normal times because of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was leading Klal Yisrael when we were there in the Midbar. But another piece which he says, and that's one of the places where he brings this Yerushalmi Rama ben Asina, another thing which he says is that the Dor HaMidbar didn't have the need, the element of Messiah, because they were there. They were there. They didn't need their parents to give them over what they had heard from a previous generation. They were the generation. They were the original generation. Nevertheless, the Torah says, "Kabed es avicha v'esimecha kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha." Messiah is, in order for there to be such a thing as Messiah, there has to be a kavod, a respect, which is given from one generation to the other. Said the Meshech Chachma, beautifully, beautifully, such a gripping idea, that during this period of time of Bayesheni, when there was a failure in Messiah, so evidently there was a failure in the Kibbutz Ava'im of Kol Yisrael. How could you have a failure of Messiah with Kibbutz Ava'im? The two don't go together. And therefore, the stone of Binyamin sort of pried itself loose and was lost from, it was lost from the Avnei HaEfod, a symbol, a symptom of the failure of Kibbutz Ava'im and Messiah and Klal Yisrael. And so isn't it interesting? So how does it come back? The story, which from where we learn this, is the story of Ad Heichan Kibbutz Ava'im. To what extent one would go for Kibbutz Ava'im. Okay, so Shlav, that's a level of this looking at this discussion. But let's take it one step further, because of course, what was the schar for this Kibbutz Ava'im was Por Aduma. Por Aduma. Is Kibbutz Ava'im a chayk? Kibbutz Ava'im is not a chayk. Kibbutz Ava'im is an understandable mitzvah that one should appreciate those who brought us into the world, the basis for our existence, without whom we wouldn't exist, those who sustained us to one level or another. It's not a chayk. Kavod generally is not a chayk. Kavod is you do something for someone, but you know, kavod could be a chayk. It could be a chayk. Maybe, perhaps even Dama ben Asina treated Kibbutz Ava'im as a chayk. You know that in the Sefer Hasidim, he almost paskins not like Dama ben Asina. Okay, whose jewelry store was this, by the way? Was this Nesina and Sons, or was it Dama? Right? Was it Dama's jewels? If the father was sleeping on the key to the vault, presumably it was the father's business. So what happened when the father woke up? He gave him a Mishaberech Mastama, right? Right, the father wakes up. Anything happened? Yeah. Some people came by. They wanted to buy that stone for Shishim Ribay Schar, V'yesh Aymrim Shmoinim Ribay Schar. Right? They wanted to buy this thing, and you were taking a nap. I don't know what his father would have did to him when he woke up. The Sefer Hasidim says, don't wake up your father if your father wouldn't want to be woken up. But if your father would want to be woken up, then Kibbutz Ava'im is to wake him up, to disturb the nap. So Dama ben Asina, David Kacham Echad Ba'ashkelon, he took it as a chayk. There's another, let's read another Shtikla Gemara a little bit further down the page here, on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph and Kiddushin. Tani Avimi Bereda Rabbi Avo, Yesh Machil Aviv Pisyoinei V'Tardai Min Ha'ilam, V'Yesh Matchinei Berechayim, There's a person who could give his father to eat the finest delicacies, goose or whatever pisyani is, and run him out of the world. And then there is one who could be matchinai berechayin, who could have his father at the grindstone, you know, working the mill, hard work, and could be meviyah lechay elam haba. Could bring him to Chayelam Abba, bring the father to Chayelam Abba, bring the child to Chayelam Abba. What's the difference between them? Right, so Rashi says, Maralitzaras Einalsudasa, he says, ah, I'm giving you to eat. Like, where's this coming? Just take it, don't ask. You know, just take it. That's what we see in Angela. He does it. He gives him to eat. He's mechabed him. He's machiloi, mashkeu, as the Gemara says, is the definition of kibadav. But he does it without covet. And a person could tell his father, I wish I could feed you, but I can't. You know, he had whatever the Gemara speaks about. They speak about this. Rashi brings he had to go to the melech, to avodas hamelech, and he said his father had to replace him and do the work. He wasn't able to feed him, but it was delivered in the right way, in the nice way. And Chazal are warning us that there's such a thing as a person taking kibud avaim almost as a chayk. Actions which you do for the father, you feed him. You're showing him respect or you're feeding him. And a person could not do the pu'ul of kibud avaim and is really doing it, kibud avaim. And in a certain sense, especially with the perspective which we have, this question mark which we have when we read the story of Dama ben Asina, and further with the amplification of the Sefer Hasidim, that it's not a simple story, we get a sense of this division between the superficial, formal kavod and genuine respect. Dama ben Asina was an Ovid Kechavim Echad Ba'ashkelon. It's an interesting thing that we learn Kibarav from an Ovid Kechav Mechad Ba'ashkelon, but it's not unique. Why is it not unique? What do we mean it's not unique? Who was the first person who was Mitztayin in Kibarav Aim? Esav Arasha. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, I was Mechabed, my parents, something special, but I didn't begin to approach the Kibarav Aim of Esav Arasha. Agav, of course, Dama is Edom, right? It's the same Isis. We learn from him. So Esav was mitztayin and kibud av, kitzayid befiv, right? He would feed him. But what's noted about the kibud av of Esav? So Rashi notes that when Yaakov, hiding, pretending to be Esav, said kumna, so he knew already it wasn't Esav, because that's not the way Esav spoke to his father. Yokum aviv yecham mitzayid benai. Machilei pisyani, and tardei min ha'olam. And of course, it's not just that little diuk of Rashi. What does it say? Continue when you continue on in the parsha. Esav got married. Vatiyena meiras ruach liyitzchak ulerivka. Right, so you know it's halach and shulchan aruch based on the Maharik. If your father tells you who to marry, you don't have to listen. You don't have to listen. It's not machila, it's not mashkeo. So it's kibud avim, the stomach, when you don't listen to your father. Right? So it's vatiyena meiras ruach liyitzchak ulerivka. How could you have a person who's mitzdayin in kibud avim and chooses a way of life and chooses to build a house? That's Meiras Ruach. Meiras Ruach doesn't just mean bitter, right? Mar is Tmura. It was like the opposite of the spirit of the Derech of his father. And we don't have to speak about the idea, we don't have to elaborate on the idea that there was no one who represented the very opposite of a Messiah than Esav was relative to Yitzchak Avinu. You know, there's an outstanding, just a striking Taich from in the Drasha Saran on that whole story of Mechiras HaBechaira, where he says, you know, Bekitzur Nimratz, that Chazal say that it was the Mechiras HaBechaira was for the Nazid Adashim. So the Ran says, how do you have a transaction like that? But the idea was that Yitzchak was sitting Shiva on Avram Avinu. And one who has had the chance which we don't look forward to, but a chance when there's a house of Shiva and people are coming and talking about and thinking about, you know, the Nifter, the Zeda, a a grandchild doesn't want to go to yeshiva that week. They want to sit and they want to hear, right? Not just because people bring trays of food to the house of the nifter, right? The Masorah gets crystallized, right? When people sit for, you could live with a parent for 50 years, for 80 years, and not talk about the parent. And then you have a week where you sit and you just talk about what the person was. You crystallize what they stood for. You crystallize the ruach. Yitzchak v'Rivka. That's what happens. So there was this week they were crystallizing the ruach of Avram Avinu. And where was Esav? Esav was out in the fields. So Yitzchak said, what's the Bechaira? The Bechaira is, who's the Iker Yairish? Who's the Iker heir? Who's the mainstay of the legacy of the one who's going to hold on to, not just take the money, but perpetuate the legacy of the father? Is it me who's sitting and stirring the Nezir Adashim because this is the Machal, because I'm here, I'm at the elbow to hold on to figure out, to hear it? Or is it you who's now, this minute, Bamit Zedai? You know, Oyef Bahariga, you're out there, you're ignoring the Messiah. Machilai, Mashkeu, and of course, this is, by the way, the one point in time when the Pasuk accents where Yaakov Avinu was the L'chatchila of Kibud Av V'Em. He didn't give his father Pisyoni. Right? Lentil soup is not like fresh game from the field. But where he was machil him at that point in time, he was demonstrating, it wasn't a sale of the Bechera. It was a forfeiture by Esav of the Bechera. De facto, he showed that he wasn't interested in continuing the derech and the spirit of Yaakov Avinu. This is Kibud Av V'Em kechayk. Kibud Av V'Em kechayk. That's Esav. And by us, it's Kibud Av V'Em, which is in a certain sense, Zayschukas HaPesach. Zayschukas HaPesach. The Haggadah, the Messiah, the understanding in a significant sense of it. But we do have such a thing as a Messiah, as Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, as Chukim that the nations of the world say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And in a certain sense, that's our greatest investment of Kibud Av V'Em. You know, Kibud Av V'Em is indeed not a chayk. Kibud Av V'Em is the result of an understanding of what one generation is there to give to the other, and the creation of an ingredient which is critical, which is what our chukim are based on. The ingredient is the word trust. The core ingredient of Messiah is something called trust. You know, a chayk can be a dictatorship. You know, person says, you've got to do this. Pare says, build Pisim and Ramses. It's going to collapse into the ground, into the quicksand. Build it anyways. You're my Eved. I'm trying to show you who is boss. But the Chukim of Klal Yisrael, Chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, are because what we understand is that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam who's a Metzava. He knows the truest reality. And if he tells us this is what we're supposed to do, mistama, it's a good thing. And the chukim are built on a trust in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the kibud av v'em, which we're supposed to nurture, is as well, it's not a dictatorship. It's not, okay, the father, we're going to let him sleep, even if he would be very upset at me for making him sleep. No, it's a kavod of a ruach. And so the irony is, to some degree, we learn, we say Esav did incredible Kibud Av V'Em. But we don't want to learn from the Kibud Av V'Em of Esav in a certain sense. Dama ben Asina did an incredible Kibud Av V'Em. It shows you how far one would go And in a certain sense, again, Zach the Sefer Chassidim, be careful. You don't necessarily want to apply this exact version of the Kibud Av V'Em. The Gemara cautions us, after teaching the story, you could be machilav if pisyani v'tarda min ha'elam and matchine b'rechayim v'vi'il ha'elam haba. When it makes sense, when it's purposeful, when everything is letachlis, there's something called trust. And that doesn't mean that the trust is explained in the moment, that the basis for it is explained in the moment. Our Kibud Av V'Em is the builder of trust. And as parents, when we're mesiachos to our children, we have the power to be dictators. And we have the power as well to build a trust from our children. Then when we tell them to do something, even if they don't understand it, even if they can't understand it, but they're not just deferring to the power that we have over them, but they're instead proceeding with the trust that they have in us. It's a key differentiation. And it's a differentiation between a chayk of Kibud Av V'Em and a Kibud Av V'Em that the Torah is teaching us to do, that Chazal are amplifying for us to do. Perhaps this is why this is the Ma'avar. As we said, the last mitzvah, Parshas Chukas, represents the seam between the door that was there with Moshe Rabbeinu and the door that had to begin Umisara. They had to begin the Masaira. Right after Paraduma, Miriam dies. The story of the death of Aaron and Moshe begin. It begins with Zayis Chukas HaTorah, this chayk, which the Gemara with the story of Dama ben Asina helps us understand the dynamics of a chayk. The dynamics of a chayk. That it's the site of trust in the dairis that come before, trust in the Rabban Hashem that's mitzaveh, that there's something that is real here. We should be zeicha bezos Hashem to have the trust, to earn the trust, to perpetuate the Masaira of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai amongst our own dairis.
Thank you for the opportunity. Let's go.